This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on November 20th. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. Monday night trivia it is. So if you're listening on Friday night, it's a replay. Sit back, enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, we want you to call and participate. 888-876-5593. That would be 8888-Raleigh. All right, so we have a straggler from last week. And we'll see how you do. I might have a hint for you along the way, but at this point, the first time a woman filled this role was in 1896. She was allowed to do the work as long as it didn't impact her secretarial duties. What was she doing? All right, so first time ever, 1896. And she was told, well, I guess it's okay as long as you don't stop being a secretary. God forbid. All right, so with that in mind, that's our straggler from last week. And if you don't get it by the end of the night tonight, I reveal it. We don't hold them over more than 2 weeks, so that's good news. Also, we have Bumper Stumpers, a familiar theme. I think we've used this once before, but maybe not quite in this way, and not with any of these records. So that's a good thing. If you know who the artists are, well, you win instantly for that. If you know the theme, I'm even more impressed you win for that. And the bottom line to all of it is the prizes aren't worth having. It'll take forever to get them, and when you do, you will not be whelmed, to say the least. You'll get a certificate, and, you know, the certificate's kind of fun. Other than that, maybe a DVD or a CD or a, I don't know, tabloid or something along those lines. You're doing it for the fun of it. All right, so with that in mind, 888-876-5593. Oh, did I mention, you can have your own category. If you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumpers, well, just pick a category you know something about. Everybody knows something about something. So whatever it is that you are an idiot savant in, well, that's what we want you to request. It's that simple. We'll come up with the questions. All right, the other thing, of course, is the final three days of the countdown to the world's worst hit records. And so here's the deal. You can vote as often as you like, but never more than once for the same song. You can nominate anything you haven't heard anybody mention. You can second nominations you have heard, because it is a cumulative total. And by the end of the night, Wednesday night, when we have that cutoff bell, I then go to work all night Wednesday night to come up with a list to play on Thanksgiving live, because of course Thanksgiving is a night of turkeys and we'll have them. All right, we won't play all of them, I promise. It'll be otherwise an enjoyable show as we spend Thanksgiving together. And that also will be the opening moment of the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. You knew that was coming, and we'll tell you more about that on Thursday. So with that in mind, 888-876-5593. Barry in New Hampshire, our resident Beatles idiot savant. Hello, Barry.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good. I'm back to Beatles. So.
Oh, yes. Well, you're never wrong about that. So let's see. Oh man. There are so many things, but here this is certainly politically incorrect, but it's absolutely true, and somehow it fits. Who repeatedly called Brian Epstein a Jew right in front of the Beatles in 1964?
John Lennon?
No, Ed Sullivan.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah, that says a lot about Ed Sullivan, doesn't it? Yeah, you'll have to research. Well, you'll have to research that and give us a report next time.
All right, that's news to me.
Yeah, well, me too. But when I saw it, I said, "You got to be kidding me!" So, but this comes from, by the way, I'll tell you in the Beatles Bible, BeatlesBible.com, the world's toughest Beatles quiz, according to Eddie Deason, whoever Eddie Deason might be. So, there you have it. So, like I say, I want a report. You will know. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
I'd like to nominate some songs.
Oh, good.
Thunderclap Newman song.
Okay, Thunderclap Newman. Okay.
Is it in the air tonight or something? Or? Yeah.
Well, he only had one, so it'll be easy to find.
Yeah, no, it's not yet. And Obey, What Would You Say?
Oh, God. Was that Hurricane something?
Hurricane, yep.
Yeah. Hurricane Smith.
Can You Light Up My Life by Debbie Moon?
Oh, yes. Fine choice.
That's it.
Oh, three good ones. I think Thunderclap Newman might have been Something in the Air. I'm not sure. I'm doing that from memory. And
Babe,
What Would You Say was definitely Hurricane. I'll look them up. All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Robin.
All right.
Bye-bye.
It's been a while since I played these, and I guess that's a good thing. Maybe the mind does forget. That would that would be soothing. Karen is a first-time caller, and she's in Schaumburg. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself? So a trivia question brought you out of the woodwork, did it?
Yes, it did, because it's one of my favorite subjects.
Okay. So
the answer to the question is film director.
You're absolutely right. The first time a woman filled this role was 1896. And, of course, you probably know we're talking about Alice Guy.
Alice Guy Blechet.
Oh, it's Guy? Alice Guy? I thought it was Alice Guy. All right.
Yes.
And the Cabbage Fairy, I guess I can't say it in French, was the first one in 1896 that she wrote.
Yes,
but
it was.
What I found interesting was that by the time she retired, she had directed over 800 films.
And yes. There's a great documentary about her that's been playing on Turner Classic.
Wow.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
And she also was the first ever to use the close-up shot. So she made history.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, you are a winner. Don't wait for the prize. It'll take forever, and you'll be underwhelmed when you get it. But certainly
Great.
The certificate will be good. And thank you so much, and call me again. Hang on. Don't go away, Karen. All right.
Can I nominate a song?
Yes, I would love it. All you want.
Surfing Bird.
Oh, the Trashman. A fine choice. All right. Good deal.
Yes.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. You know, I think Karen this year nominated the Surfing Bird for Trashman for the first time this year. That hadn't come up yet. So now that you've heard it, I know you will want to second it. All right. So we have put Karen on hold. I know I've not hung up on her. At least I sure hell hope not. All right. Paul in Buffalo knew that as well. You did, Paul. Why did you know this?
Well, pretty much because at the end, I don't know, I forget what his name was, kind of gave a big hint.
Yeah?
You know, because he had said director, he just didn't know what kind.
Oh, okay, all right.
And I just figured, well, what, back then, you know, it was the silent films and stuff, I figured, it turns out she was pretty much just the first woman, but not very many men were doing that at the time either. She came up with the concept of, you know, instead of just taking things, here's a moving train, let's film that. And then she's like, well, why can't we make like little short stories or something and put things together, make some kind of a story or, you know, a movie to that or something. And later she came the idea with synchronizing sound to it and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, she was a pretty darn big deal.
Yeah.
What I found interesting was that how few women have ever held this position. I think the highest point was just a couple of years ago, and it was still under 20%. And most of the time it's less than 5%. So
yeah.
Well, good deal.
Yeah, strange. I don't know why that would be, because...
Well, who knows? You know, I mean, there are some things that will leave as inexplicable. And, of course, when you're talking about the entertainment arts, everything is subjective. So it's any guy's opinion, not necessarily who's best at it. Any gal's opinion, too. I didn't mean to make that sexist, but, you know, anyone's opinion.
Yeah,
because you can't really quantify it, and if you did, you probably wouldn't like the results.
Yeah, I think there's been, I know, like you say, it's not proportional or even, but the ones that have, it's kind of interesting because they have like a completely different perspective sometimes and a unique way of looking at things that the male directors don't really have.
Yeah.
It kind of turns out some interesting movies.
Well, good deal. All right, so I'll give another question and hopefully you'll answer. And if you have worst hit nominees, I'm ready to take them.
Okay.
All right, well, call me back.
All righty.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so that's the deal. Paul would have known too, but Karen got in first, and good deal. All right, so we're going to do 1950s movies with Lisa. We're going to do World War II. Oh, Navy with Bruce and Elwood. All right, the Navy. We're in the Navy now. And your votes continue on the World's Worst Hit Record 2023 edition. And again, you'll hear the results of your votes. I don't skew the list. Because if I did, it would just be, you know, pretty much whatever Delilah plays. It's more fun hearing what you have to say. So we'll pick it up right there, 888-876-5593, and you'll hear your first bumper stumper in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Worry about you when you're gone, I get blue. So, darling, take care, 'cause I worry about you. I'm home every night, wondering if you're all right. I knew when we met I'd worry about you. You matter to me so much, I don't know. My heart's in your hand, wherever you go. Whatever you do, bring it on home when you're through. Your mind, don't forget.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is he? And I would say there's no way you're going to get the theme at this point. You need a couple more records, but I have a feeling you will get the theme. I can see that coming. In the meantime, continue to vote on the World's Worst Hit Records, and I'm tabulating, and Carol, who does the World's Best Show Prep, is tabulating, and she's much better at that than me. I'm in charge of email and telephone entries, shall we say, which is why I say you should call on the air. I'll do the best I can to find all the email and all the phone messages, but, you know, sometimes I just delete in whole. So, 888-876-5593. I'm not surprised. Jimmy P. knows the bumper. Now, Jimmy, I think you're going to know every one of them, but who was it?
Yeah, that's the great actor, Breisach. I worry about you.
Absolutely.
When you're gone, I get blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got one more song.
Okay.
That I hate. It's by Herman's Hermits. Mrs. Jones, you've got a lovely daughter.
Oh, Mrs. Brown, yes, Mrs. Hermits. Brown, yeah. absolutely, a fine, fine choice. And like I say, I would be surprised if you don't know every bumper tonight.
Well.
We'll see.
If I got a chance, I'll call.
I hope so.
Somebody else a chance.
I don't know. I don't think anybody else listening is going to know them, Jimmy, but we'll see.
Okay, take
all right.
care.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And yes, of course, that's Arthur Prysock, 1966 on Verve. All right, so 888-876-5593. You need a brand new question since our straggler is over and done. This happens more often in New Mexico than any other state. What is it? More in New Mexico than any other state. All right, so where does it happen in second ranking? Next most likely state, Wisconsin. All right, so more in New Mexico followed by Wisconsin. What is it that happens? 888-876-5593. So there's a new question for you. There'll be another bumper stumper at the right after the bottom of the hour news. Lisa in Dundee wants her own category, movies. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, how are you?
I can't complain.
Are you ready for Thursday?
Oh, no. I mean, I'll have fun with it, but no, I won't be ready for Thursday until after the polls close Wednesday night. You see,
I was talking more about food than records.
No, absolutely not. It doesn't mean anything to me. John voiced his choice about where he wants to go, so we'll go, and that'll be fine. But, I don't care. So, anyway.
So no stuffing a turkey or anything.
Oh, no. I don't cook, and the fire department doesn't come. We made a deal many, many decades ago. So, no.
Listen, I heard a cute song on your KJAA today.
What was it?
But I don't know who sings it. It's called Benny's from Heaven.
Oh, I love that song. That's Eddie Jefferson.
Oh, it's so cute. I've never heard it.
Yeah, Eddie Jefferson. He did that right before he died, actually. 1978, he put that out. Yeah, Benny's from Heaven. I love that song, too. It's a lot of fun. He was a big jazz artist, so it's sort of out of the genre I usually play on KJ, but that's such a classic, I have to include.
Well, I tried looking it up, and I think I found something from 78, but I thought that can't be it because it's, older.
No, it absolutely is. Benny's from Heaven.
It was, the words are just great.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, Lieutenant named Spears. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'll play that again during the week.
Maybe some other people might enjoy it.
Okay, good deal. All right, now you want a 1950s movie question.
We'll try it again. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about Cinderella, one of Disney's most famous films released in 1950. Yes.
Yeah.
William Phipps voiced Prince Charming, but who was Prince Charming's singing voice?
Oh.
And he did, by the way, later, not I'd say 15 years later, have a hit record. Although he wasn't normally a singer, you would associate him with being a talk show host.
Uh-huh. A talk show host.
Who had a big hit record in 1965. Yellow operator.
Wasn't that crazy Morton Downey Jr.?
Oh, God, no. Although he did sing. He did sing.
Yeah, I thought he did.
Oh, he did.
Maybe his dad did, too.
His dad was a big-time singer, yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
no,
yeah.
It wasn't Doc Downey. Nope.
Well, I have no idea, but I'll take a stab at it.
Okay.
I'll say, what's that guy's name? He was a good talk show host. Mike Douglas?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Ah, excellent.
And what was his big hit? It's already been nominated for the world's worst hit record.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, it has. It's been seconded, too.
That I don't know.
The Men in My Little Girl's Life.
Oh, right.
But you are a winner, that's right. It was Mike Douglas
excellent.
Who voiced
I didn't know that, though. That's a great question.
Yeah, there you have it. All right, hang on, Lisa. Don't go away.
Okay, thank you.
Right, so, good deal. So, yes, good old Mike Douglas, and who did that show out of Philadelphia for years, the talk show. And that record came out on Columbia and was a big hit, surprising the hell out of all of us. We'll get to movie musicals. See, that could have been Leah's question. Well, I won't say that Cinderella's a musical, but we'll come up with something else. World War II naval trivia. With Bruce and Elwood. I'm ready for Bruce. Michelle in Geneva. Godfather trivia. I'll look that one up during the news. I can't say off the top of my head I have any, but it won't be hard. I'll do that. And in the meantime, you've got a new question. This happens more often in New Mexico than any other state. Right behind New Mexico is Wisconsin for it. What is it that's happening? 888-876-5593. Going to take a look at the news right now on WGN Radio. James. It is Monday Night Trivia. If you're listening on Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Do not call. It is a replay. If it is Monday night, well, trundle over to your phone right now. 888-876-5593. There's your bumper stumper. Who are they? What do they have in common with Arthur Prysock that we played as our first bumper stumper? All right, so that's where we are with that. Now, our trivia question, we have one here, which is, this happens more often in New Mexico than in any other state. Next state in terms of frequency, Wisconsin. So what is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Leah and Marcus Hook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. How are you?
Can't complain. How about yourself?
Oh, doing good. I'm finally over my cold.
Yay! All right. Well, that's a good day. Gotta like that.
Yeah. Yeah. For the trivia question, is it UFO sightings?
It is. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
We have a winner. All right.
Thank you.
Very good. So we don't even have to ask you your musical question. We'll save that because you just won. So hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Great.
It's just
Thank
that
you.
Simple. Yes, UFO sightings. All right. So let's go back to women. Yeah, our first question was the answer to the straggler, which you guys got right away. And, I meant to mention, I think it was Paul who called about that, and I said that Karen had been first. Karen's our first-time caller. She's a winner on that. But John said, no, Paul was actually first. He's a winner, too. I wrote his stuff down. All right, so, Paul, you're a winner, too. Excellent. I like that. But, again, prizes aren't worth the postage it takes to get them to you. All right, so we'll talk more about women. In the last several decades, you hear about women's accomplishments and milestones. But the first time a woman ever did this was the early 1930s. Now, what's interesting is that the second one didn't come along until last year. What was the woman doing? First time was the early 30s. Second time was 2022. What was she doing? All right, 888-876-5593. That would be 8888 Raleigh. And Bruce is in Elwood. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Well, I'm hanging in there, getting a little stronger every day.
You're sounding pretty good. So are you still doing therapy or stuff?
No, just getting by. I'm hitting a milestone, though, 2 months without a cigarette.
Yay. Well, congratulations on that.
After 50 years.
Oh, man. I don't know. Is that good for your body? It got used to the cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I just read where they're now going to make it illegal to have menthol in cigarettes, so they're hoping that that will cut down on people smoking. I don't know. But good for you. Hopefully your lungs will thank you for it and not rebel.
Well, my cough has actually went away. Hacky cough and everything. So.
Well, that's a good thing right there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. So it's a good day. Glad to hear it. All right. So you.
Okay.
Won.
I got one. I got one on the woman that did something in 1930 and then not again.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think?
Soloed across the Atlantic in an airplane.
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
I like that though. That's a nice answer. It's just not right.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll try Navy.
When the light cruiser USS Juno was sunk in 1942, she took with her a set of brothers from Iowa, for whom a Fletcher-class destroyer would be named in 1943. Most recently, the Navy has named an Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer after these brothers. What brothers were so famous after death as to have two destroyers named for them?
The Sullivans.
Absolutely right, the Sullivan brothers. And I guess it was pure guilt because the Navy had a policy of separating family members serving at the same time. But in fact, the Sullivan Act, that's actually a misconception. The act was proposed, but it was never enacted. But they weren't that happy. And that would be George Francis, Joseph Madison, and Albert, who helped bring the need to attention for the sole survivor policy. So that's the deal.
There was actually a couple sets of twins on there, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't. It's not as popular, but a couple of sets of twins
that
died,
I think
too.
That was the Nyland brothers.
Yeah.
And I think Frederick Nyland was returned after Robert and Preston were killed in action. So, yeah. All right. Good deal. Well,
okay.
You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. The Sullivan brothers, it is. So there you go. Pretty good. We're going to do lyrics with Fran from 1985. Where'd I get that? 1968. We've got James on the South Side wanting his World War II trivia, of course, and we'll have an Andrew on soap. So, my pleasure. But Michelle in Geneva asked for Godfather trivia, and I aim to please. So, hello, Michelle. How's it going?
Hey, Raleigh. Good. How are you?
Well, I can't complain. So
good. Good.
I found Godfather trivia, so it must be a good night.
Okay, hit it.
What are the names of the three blood-related Corleone sons?
Fredo, yeah. Sonny, and Mike.
I'll take it. Yeah, Sonny is Santino, but good enough. I'll take it.
Santino, exactly. Yeah. Do you remember at the very end of The Godfather number one where Michael says to Carlo, you have to answer for Santino?
Oh, that's fine. No,
remember that? Because,
I've never seen any Godfather. I've seen five movies in my life.
You were too busy. You were too busy with stuff coming through your ears, not your eyes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Probably radio. So. Yeah, probably so. And I usually can't see the screen, so I usually pass. But yeah, certainly a very popular set of movies for sure. And you are a winner.
They were brilliant. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, I just want to say two quick things.
Yes.
I had the UFO answer, and you know why? I didn't have it until you said Wisconsin. I thought, okay, New Mexico, you figure, oh, okay. But as soon as you said Wisconsin, I said, they're always fishermen in Wisconsin. To see the UFOs.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, see, I thought it was because of the per capita number of bars. Did not occur to me that water was involved. All right. Well,
maybe more accurate than mine. Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know. Good deal. Thanks, okay. Michelle. Hang on. Don't go away. So, all right. 888-876-5593. Now, let's see. I'm going to have to find Fran's lyrics. I delight in doing that. And she always knows them. And that's usually that's even more delightful. But James on the South Side wants World War II. So, James, how's it going tonight?
I got kind of soaked outside. It's kind of like one of those like brisk November type of evenings.
Well, that's
raining
good.
And cold.
That's good. And you know,
yeah.
When it was sweltering hot this summer, I believe I told you to remember that when it got down to a temperature you didn't like. So yeah, there's something about rain in the 40s and all that that's just the most dank worst weather. I'd almost rather it be snowing.
Actually, I actually like it because they remind me of football weather.
Okay, good enough. I'll take that. All right.
Yeah, you know, the irony was I actually knew the first bumper. The second one, I got a suspicion, but I'm not going to even take a shot at it. And in that second bump, second question is second one after the straggler. That was part of the reason it took a while for me to come in and actually call.
Uh-huh.
But okay, I was going to say UFO if I had gotten through, but hey, that's okay.
All right.
But,
well, you'll get this, I'm sure. Okay, I know you'll get this because you get them all. Which country denied border access to the Soviets, thus finding itself at war against the Red Army?
Finland.
Yes, absolutely right. That's right. And, of course, the number of Soviets alone made it not good news for Finland. So, ultimately, they had to make peace and concede border territory. You're 100% right.
Yeah, in fact, the Russo-Finnish War of 1940 into 41 basically, it was actually more disastrous for the Soviets. In fact, the line that was said by one of the marshals was, "We have gained just enough land to bury our dead."
Yeah, right. Yeah, more good news. Yes, on that happy note, you are a winner, and thanks as always for the marvelous links. Always a wonderful thing.
Okay. Now I can just. I'm going to probably go listen and probably just dip my ankle, which is still sore. Yesterday I was like going like they had a memorial service for late CBS and ABC broadcaster anchor Harry Porterfield, but my ankle basically wasn't up to it.
Well, but hopefully the ankle is getting better.
Yeah, it's okay. Doc got a chance to check it Friday and said, "Yeah, you sprained it. Do you want to see a podiatrist?" I said, "No, at this point, I'm not hobbling around as much." And she said, "Yeah, just simply, but don't put as much, don't put the heat, just concentrate on the ice from now on."
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, then that was worth it. You got some good advice there.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Okay. All right, good deal. Okay. Well, hang on, we'll confirm that. Yes.
Okay, I had thought about actually adding, or there was one song that kind of just made me cringe the other day when it was like, what was it about the answer? That one song that was like where they do it like, I think last week at the beginning where you were, and it was so an odd sort of song. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I never didn't get a chance to come in and actually say what I wanted to put a second a notion against that one.
There's just so many choices. When you say an odd song, it can be everything from the Surfing Board to Blood Rock's DOA. I mean, it could be anything. But if you think of it, let us know.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so yes, odd songs, certainly, and you can do that on the world's worst hit records. All they have to be is hits. We don't care about the decade. We don't care about the genre. We just want them to be hits. I got a question for Andrew on soap operas, and I'll be asking him that in moments. And then Diane in Chicago's got a guest for us. All right, and Fran's got her lyrics, 1968. So all this and more coming up on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Your kids.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? They're identifiable. It couldn't be anybody but. And maybe the theme is becoming apparent. I don't know. I'll have another question for you in moments, meaning during the news I'll think of one. Let's see. Oh, this is a question I've had around for a while. I am going to use it. And it's interesting. You undoubtedly are very familiar with this. Now, you've not only heard of it, you've actually heard it. Many seek it out. Just as many do not care. And the first time anyone heard it was the late 1890s. You hear it all the time now. What is it? All right, so 888-876-5593. And we got some lyrics. Yes, we do, with Fran in Aurora. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, it's going okay. Haven't played lyrics for a while. I thought, it's time I started again.
You will not like this record, but you will know this record. All right, so there's a big hint right there.
Okay.
It is 1968. It's the summer of 68. It peaked at number 14 nationally. And it actually is a cover by another group, but most people didn't know the other group ever did it. So this is the version with which people are familiar. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. The words should explain, but the words won't come.
I love you.
Yes, absolutely, by People.
People, yep.
Yes, yes. Do you know who did it originally?
No.
The Zombies. And doesn't...
I can hear that.
Yes, I was going to say, and doesn't that fit? Yes, that's right.
It does.
Yes.
I can definitely.
Absolutely. I love you by People. Yeah, I should tell
you. Oh, man, I was living in San Jose when that was out, I think. And,
They were from there.
That's right, and so we heard it over and over.
That's right. They absolutely were from there. Yes, 100%. So, I'm sure that it got old really quickly. All right.
Yeah, that's also why I knew it so fast.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, good going. So hang on, Fran, don't go away.
All okay, right. Thanks,
so,
Raleigh.
Absolutely. So, yes, I love you by People. Oh, man. See, that was an exemplar of what was wrong with music in 1968 and so many years surrounding it. But we'll have Diane from Chicago's got a trivia guess, and maybe I asked another question. I don't know. So, all right, Diane, I'm completely lost. What are we talking about?
The first woman who did this in 1936, but hasn't done it since.
Oh,
nobody's
right.
done it since.
You know that? I forgot I asked that question. How about that? It's not weightlifting.
Oh, it isn't weight. That's what I guessed.
No,
okay,
it's
weightlifting.
A nice guess, though. No, I forgot I asked a question. So now there are two out there. Hey. All right.
Oh, okay. Can I suggest one of the turkey songs?
Absolutely.
I guess,
you go right for it.
I hope it's been in there already. Feelings.
Oh, yes. Morris Albert. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then Diana Ross did a song called The Sweetest Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And then how about Like a Tiger, Fabian?
Uh-huh. Okay, writing. Good choices, all one and all.
Can I ask for an advertiser?
You could. Let's see here. Let me get okay. the little cards and the questions here, and let's see what we can do for you. Let's see. Probably not. Oh, yeah, you'll know this, I think. Don't Be a Pale Face.
Coppertone?
Absolutely right. All right, hang on, don't go away. That's right, tan don't burn, use Coppertone. Don't Be a Pale Face. All right, so, yeah. And the little billboards they had with a little girl in her bikini bottom. And yeah, that would not work today, I don't think. But let's see, do we have time to get Andrew? I think Andrew's soaps are going to hold on a minute. So don't go away, Andrew, because I've already got your soap question lined up. And, Jimmy P knows another bumper. All right, I know you do, so go ahead.
Yeah, really, it's The Gleam in Your Eye by the Fabulous Channels.
Absolutely. Now, did you know the one in the middle between Arthur Prysock and the Channels?
No, I couldn't get that one.
Oh, man. Well, nobody else will either. It's Satisfied by the Cashmeres.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have got that one.
Well, you'll get the next one. I know it. All right. Thanks, Jerry.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jimmy will get them all. And the one after that actually is a favorite of mine, so we'll see how we do. But we got two more hours of trivia. Of course, if it's Friday night, don't call. But if it's Monday night, make plans to reunite with your phone and dial 888-876-5593. That would be 888-ROLLYE. Wow, a two-question event. I'll repeat them both. I had no idea I'd asked one. I'll repeat them both, so they'll both be circulating, and both will qualify to be stragglers next week. And until then, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio News right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your bumper stumper. Does the theme seem apparent by now? Certainly you know who this is. Knowing the artist is good enough to win, 888-876-5593. Now, as it turns out, I've got two questions in play simultaneously because I forgot I asked one. All right. Oh, that tells you all you need to know, really. But you can answer either one of them or have your own category or identify a bumper. In the last several decades, you hear about women's accomplishments and milestones. Well, the first time a woman did this was the early 1930s. The second time a woman did this was last year. What was the woman doing? And on a separate question, you are undoubtedly familiar with this. You've not only heard of it, you've heard it. Many seek it out, just as many, maybe more, don't care. The first time anyone heard it was the late 1890s. What is it? 888-876-5593. All right, that's clear as mud, don't you think? So I promised Andrew a soap opera question, and I've got it for him. So, Andrew, how's it going tonight?
I'm pretty good. This is my 20th consecutive days of being clean and sober from meth, alcohol, coke, and ketamine.
Well, so congratulations.
Nice. I've been to meetings every single day since October 7th. It is part of hell, but hopefully I will continue this path that I do not ever want to use again.
Yeah, congratulations. This is great. So you'll have over 50 days before the end of the year. That's terrific.
Yeah, yes. It will be amazing.
Yes, excellent. All right, well, this is one you'll ace, all right? We're going to talk Days of Our Lives, of course, where a Horton family member was presumed dead after the fire explosion. And when she returned, she thought she was someone else, but that's okay because her husband had moved on to another woman. Who was it?
Can you give me the year or the decade?
Yeah, I can't, but I could probably look that up. I remember this, so... I'm guessing.
Wait. Did he say this with a man?
No, it's a woman. It is
I was going to say, if it was a man, I, of course, would have said Tommy Horton.
You're right. Well, he's never come back. But, let's see.
If it's a woman.
Yeah, it was absolutely a woman.
Can you repeat it for me, please?
I'm looking, and this is interesting. It was announced this year she was going to reprise the role. Oh, that's really interesting. Oh, well, well, well. So...
What's the question again?
Well, firstly, the character was introduced in 1974. I'm still trying to find you exactly what day she had the fire explosion. But all right. So the question itself, as it is, and you'll decide what it means. On Days of Our Lives, which Horton family member was presumed dead after a fire explosion? Now, when she returned to someone else, and she didn't remember her old life, which is just as well because her husband from her old life had moved on with another woman.
Laura?
No, it was Days of Our Lives, so...
Laura Horton. No.
No. All right, so they were married before the explosion in 1985, apparently. And,
Julie.
No.
Give it to me.
Oh.
Or give me another hint, or whatever.
Well, her husband was Bo, who had moved on with Billy Reed.
Hope?
Yes, Hope Williams.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess the 85 and
who played Hope?
That actress I hate.
Oh, nice. Just nice.
they she was pretty in the 80s, but they still write her as if she was a hot babe, like the way 1984 still. And it's hysterical. You know, she's pretty, but she isn't, you know, it's 20-some years old. It's like, it's probably in her contract.
Well,
Krishna Alfonso.
Yes. And actually, she is the fourth person to play this role.
Yeah.
They had Christina Osterhout and Kimberly Weber and Natasha Ryan and Tammy Taylor before her, but she played it from 83 on, except for the year that Mila Kunis played it.
Yeah.
You need a scorecard, for God's sakes.
Tom and Will Turns was played by 30 different actors, including Richard Thomas.
Well, there you have it. All right. Well, we'll give it to you anyway.
70, and for the your standard trivia questions of the night, the first one, how about a woman giving herself a cesarean section?
No.
Good. I hope to God that no woman would have to, you know, be like, uh-oh, I need a cesarean section.
Well, remember, the first one in the 1930s, and the second one was last year. So in between, nothing was happening. So there you
go. I can't wait for the answer on the second one, radio, listening to radio.
You know, radio is not the answer, but I would say you're thinking along the right lines. Don't worry about
telephone.
Don't worry about the transmission method like radio or telephone. Worry about the content. What is it that was heard that's still heard today all the time? It's content.
A human voice?
No.
News?
You can think about it and call me back.
Yes, ma'am.
In the meantime, you're a winner for that, so hang on. We'll have John confirm that address. All right, so, yeah. Those self-opera questions kind of drive me crazy because even reading them, I get confused. But, you know, that, I think, is the purpose. But let's see. What are we going to do here? 888-876-5593. I think we want to take care of business. Then we're going to do a little charts, 1971, with Mark in Aurora. We got votes from Valerie, radio trivia from Gary. All right, get down with your bad self. And Paul also was saying radio for our trivia answer. So don't worry about the transmission method. Again, worry about the content. What was it that was heard and first heard for the 18 in the late 1890s, right? And still heard to this day. So it's the content we're looking for. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Do-do-do-do-do.
cool breeze, oh, blowing up my spine. And oh, if the years weren't between us, you would be mine. Oh, my knees get weak each and every time we meet. And I
I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? You know, of anything that I've played tonight, I think that's my fave. Yeah, 1962 on Tip Top. Just loved it. All right, so who are they? 888-876-5593. All right, Mark is in Aurora. How's it going tonight, Mark?
I'm just fine. I do, hold on.
Yes, and get off your speakerphone.
I do need a...
You need to get off speakerphone.
Yeah, I do need a...
Like right now, get off speaker.
Well, I need to get out of the bathroom.
Well, that would help too. Yes, right. There you are.
I do need a little bit of catch-up. What was the job that a woman was allowed to do as long as it didn't interfere with her typing?
Movie directing. In fact, she became renowned. She did over 800 films and was responsible for the first use of the close-up and a number of other things.
Gotcha.
So movie
and
directing.
I have four more turkeys there. They're all in a group called Adultery Songs, and I may have voted for one of them already, Torn Between Two Lovers by
yes.
Mary McGregor.
Yeah, I believe you have, Torn Between Two Pieces, as I like to think of it.
And then the second one would be Third Rate Romance, Midnight Rendezvous.
Yes, somebody has voted on that, so if that wasn't you,
The singing isn't even good on that one.
I like it,
And then a third one would be Run to You by Bryan Adams.
Okay.
And then a fourth one would be, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right.
All right. The original, Luther Ingram?
Yeah.
Okay. Because a big country hit, too, of course.
Yeah. Ready to do this week, 1971.
All right, you'll be sorry. No, you'll get them all, I'm sure. Here we go. Number 111, theme from Shaft.
Oh, Isaac Hayes.
Number 2, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Cher.
Number 3, Baby, I'ma Want You.
Bread.
Number 4, Have You Seen Her?
Oh, The Stylistics.
The Shylights would be really upset to hear that answer. It is The Shylights. All right, number...
Wait a minute. I knew it was The Shylights. Doggone it.
Number 5, Family Affair.
Fly in the Family Stone.
Yes, number 6, Imagine.
John Lennon.
7, Got to Be There.
Jackson 5.
Well, Michael Jackson, but good enough.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Good enough. Number 8, Peace Train.
Cat Stevens.
Number 9, Rock Steady.
Aretha.
And number 10, The Desiderata.
The Desiderata. Oh, boy.
Go placidly amidst whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, something Clay.
No, it's not Tom Clay.
Oh, okay.
No.
He
gave us the version of What the World Needs Now is Love. No, this guy
yes.
was... But you're right. This guy was a disc jockey. Terrific voice, by the way. And he was in San Francisco and St. Louis.
And when you tell me, I'll kick myself.
You will. Les Crane.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's all right. You only have to get, 7 out of the 10, and you got 8, so you're a winner.
The stylistics one was an unfortunate mix-up. I knew it was a child. Come on.
Well, that's all right. I know the mind is a mysterious thing. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it. All right, so, yes, 888-876-5593. We will put Mark on hold. Try not to disconnect him. We will talk to Gary in Austin. How's it going tonight, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh, and I like some of those adultery songs, so I put my radio in a brown bag whenever they come on, so nobody will know I'm listening to them.
Well,
so.
if we're taking out all the adultery songs, we've just lost the country format.
Yeah, just about everything is country, but especially if Lovin' You is right.
Well, Big for Luther.
The Luther Ingham version.
Right, exactly, and Big in Country for Barbara Mandrell. So.
Yes, yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk radio trivia. And, of course, you remember Chicken Man, He's Everywhere, He's Everywhere.
Yep.
And you remember Jane Roberts' role, of course, which is every female voice. Jane Roberts, of course, worked with Dick at WCFL. She was a traffic reporter. What was her name on the air?
Oh.
Everyone in Chicago knows this, by the way. They're screaming at the radio.
Growing up west of the Mississippi, I didn't get to hear CFL except on air checks. So,
but this was infamous.
And I know that I've heard it, too. Yeah. I've heard the answer to this. And I make,
You ready? Yeah, you'll kick yourself.
I'm ready.
Trooper 36-24-36.
Okay, which part of myself should I kick?
Exactly. That's right. That's right. Yeah. All right. Good deal. Well, we'll talk to you next time. All right.
See
thanks.
You, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So now how about this? We have another person asking for radio trivia, and it's Roger in LaGrange. So, Roger, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Hi. So
I have an answer for your question about what we heard first in the 1890s.
Okay.
The answer is the radio.
No. As I mentioned, radio is the medium. We're talking about the content. We don't need to worry about.
Oh, okay.
We don't need to worry about the delivery truck. We're talking about what's on it.
Okay.
What was the content? Yeah.
I also wanted to tell you, I agree with you about this is like the worst kind of weather. It's like.
Oh yeah.
I worked outside for 40 years.
Yeah.
And, did not like this.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's like, God, get a lot colder because I'll feel a lot warmer because this is just chilling me to the bone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd rather it be snowing or...
Yeah, absolutely.
Even zero weather.
Right. I know.
You can dress for that, but this you can't dress for.
No, because it chills you right to the bone. And it doesn't matter where you are. And, of course, if you're in a place with heavy humidity, it makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, actually, I couldn't stand wearing a raincoat, and I found out just a leather jacket with warm clothes on underneath was a lot better than wearing a raincoat.
Because
a raincoat, whenever you would do something, you'd start sweating, and then you'd be raining on you, and that was miserable.
I agree. Yes, absolutely. All right. Well,
and also one other thing, if you got the time.
Sure, absolutely.
I was at the grocery store one morning, 7:30 in the morning, and the kids were stopping in at the grocery store because there's a Starbucks in there, and they got to get the Starbucks.
Oh, God.
But they're wearing their pajamas. I go, well, there must be something going on, like support the football team or something. So I asked it. The young lady in line next to me, what's going on? Are you having a pep rally or something? She goes, no, we just don't feel like getting dressed to go to school.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a high school.
No, I know. I sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but we went to hell in a handbasket when we dropped the dress requirements. It went from bad to worse. You know, first they were allowed to wear jeans. Then they were allowed to wear open-toed shoes. And on the story went, and I guess now they can wear their pajamas. Amazing.
Yeah, wearing their pajamas to school.
Well, you see, why not? You see them on planes. They're at the airport all the time. I give up.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I give up. Interesting. Thanks, Roger. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Good deal.
Thanks for listening to me.
Yeah, call anytime. All right, so it's time to listen to the news right now on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. All right, so who is that? You know absolutely who he is. Very familiar to you if you think about it. So 888-876-5593. We're almost half the way through. Well, we're more than half the way through it now, so a theme should be appearing, maybe. We'll see. Oh, we have two questions at play, because I didn't realize it. So, man, and that is, in the last several decades, you hear about women's accomplishments and milestones. The first time a woman did this was the early 1930s, but the second time a woman did this was last year. Did what? All right. So, made all the news for doing it in the early 1930s, and then it didn't happen again until last year. What? And the other one, looking for content here, you are undoubtedly familiar with it. You've not only heard of it, you've heard it. Many seek it out, probably even more don't care. The first time anyone heard it was on the radio back in the late 1890s. All right, so what is it? And that's the deal. Obviously, we're not talking about the AM band, but nonetheless, it was radio. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so Paul in Woodstock, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah, I've got a turkey for you, first off.
Oh, good.
Disco Duck by Rick Dees.
Fine choice.
Okay. Anyway, I was going to guess on the late 1890s, first time anyone heard it.
What do you think?
I was thinking it might be like a particular song, maybe, like Happy Birthday to You?
Nope.
Stars and Stripes Forever?
Nope.
Or Yankee Doodle?
Nope.
All right. Then going a different direction. Maybe first time somebody heard live news broadcast.
That's interesting. It's not right, but that's a lot closer than the song.
Okay. All right. Or a live weather broadcast.
Nope. Keep going.
Or traffic report.
No. Yeah, right. Exactly. Donkey in lane 3. No.
Yeah, there's a horse and buggy over here.
Exactly. Overturned. Exactly.
All right. Well, I don't have any other guesses. I guess that's my six anyhow.
Well, that's all right. If you think of more, you call me right back.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And James in Oregon wants a guess. Okay, James, what do you think?
Hey,
Yeah, I got a couple of guesses. I'm going to say Farm Reports is one.
That's a wonderful guess. It's not right, but it's a wonderful guess.
Okay. And then the other is, let's say, music, because who knows what they did in the 1890s on the radio.
Farm Report would be closer than music.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, how about wild, what do they call it, that wildlife stuff show, you know, where hunting season and stuff?
Well, that's sort of like that. That's sort of like the Farm Report. No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it. I'll get out of here.
Okay, good. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So not good that he's getting out of here, but good that he called and good that he guessed. And always good to hear from James. Valerie in Warrenville has more votes, but of course she does. All right, Valerie. Valerie. Valerie gave up? I guess she did. All right. See, I don't know how long she was waiting, but probably too long. So let's see. We'll say goodbye to Valerie and say call us back if you're still listening, and I'll be more prompt. And Stephanie is in Madison. So, okay, Stephanie.
Hey. I have some turkeys, first of all. Two by Sandy Posey, Single Girl, and Born a Woman. Minnie Riperton, Loving You. Let's see. I had some other ones, and I was drifting and thinking about something else, and I can't think what they were. Ben by Michael Jackson. I hate that one. Oh God. The Witch Queen of New Orleans.
Oh, Redbone.
I can't think who,
Redbone.
Yep. I like Come and Get Your Love. I don't like The Witch Queen of New Orleans.
Okay.
Anyway, and I asked for Watergate trivia.
Why not? We can why? Do Watergate trivia for
I
you.
I bet you can.
And so let's see what we can do here. There are a lot going on, and one that was interesting, on May 18th, this man was announced to be the Justice Department's special prosecutor for the trials. He was sworn in on May 25th. Who is he?
Would that be Leon Jaworski?
Archibald Cox.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm thinking about the Saturday Night Massacre. Oh, hey.
And Elliot Richardson and Alexander Butterfield were not mentioned in relation to being appointed or sworn in for that position, making Archibald Cox the correct answer. So, yeah.
Oh, right. Yay. Hey, anyway, I'm enjoying this. The question about New Mexico and Wisconsin, what was the answer to that one?
New Mexico and Wisconsin, not Mexico. UFO sightings.
Sorry. Oh, wow. So Wisconsin's second. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, but,
that's crazy.
It's the number of bars, I'm convinced.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. Well, hey, you have a good one, and right. I will talk to you again soon.
I'm counting on it. Thanks.
Oh, you got it.
888-876-5593 would be 8888-ROLLYE. And it is Monday Night Trivia, so if it's Friday night, please don't call. But if it's Monday night, by all means call. Now, you can answer the questions I've got out there. I'll repeat in a moment. You can guess one of our bumper stumpers. There's another one coming up. Yeah, kind of an unusual song for them, but oh man, you know who the group is, that's for sure. But then again, you know the last artist too, but I guess nothing came to mind. All right, well, that's fine. So, if you don't know my bumpers and you don't know my questions, that's the best part of all. You can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. You know something about something. Everybody does. Maybe it's only about dry cleaners. I have no idea what it is you have a penchant for, but whatever it is, we'll have a question for you. Now, our questions. In the last several decades, you hear about women's accomplishments and milestones, but the first time a woman ever did this was the early 1930s, and then the second time a woman ever did this didn't come along until last year. What was the woman doing? And you are undoubtedly familiar with this. You've not only heard of it, you've heard it. Many seek it out, just as many, maybe more, don't care. The first time anyone heard it was the late 1890s. What is it? Yeah, you hear it all the time right now. You do. Regularly. And first time anybody heard it, maybe in a slightly different setting, but it counts. was 18, late 1890s. So what is it? 888-876-5593 would be 8888-ROLLYE on WGN Radio.
Where did you get those eyes? Jeepers, creepers. Where did you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers. Where did you get those eyes? Oh, get up. How did they really get so lit up? Gosh. Oh, get up. How did they get that size? Oh, when you turn those ears on. Oh, got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those peepers? Oh. Those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Yeah, very well-known group. 1958 on VJ. Yeah, kind of an odd choice for them, but nonetheless, there you have it. And it's on the list for a reason. It has something in common with whatever else we've been doing. And we have two out there in questions right now, because I didn't realize I had asked one and gave you another one. So here you go. In the last several decades, you hear about women's accomplishments and milestones. The first time a woman ever did this was in the early 1930s. The second time a woman did this was last year. Did what? Yeah, and both times it got coverage. And you're undoubtedly familiar with this. Next question. You've not only heard of it, you've heard it. Many seek it out. Probably more don't care. The first time anyone heard it was the late 1890s. What is it? We've already determined it was on a form of radio at the time, but that doesn't matter. That's the delivery truck. We want to know content, what's on it. So 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category, because the bottom line is you know something about something. Everybody knows something about something. So what is it? What category in which do you excel? All right. I would not want to diagram that sentence. All right. So with that in mind, John is in Waukegan. John, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, we're speaking about the lady you said.
First time was the early 1930s. Last time was last year.
Okay. This lady repeated Amelia Earhart's travels.
No, that's not it. Neither of the women died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's an interesting guess, and it's always good to hear from you, John.
Okay.
All right,
bye.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, and it's not the kind of thing that that you wouldn't expect once one woman did it, that more women wouldn't do it. In fact, you probably would expect that more women would do it, but that, nope, not a chance, not a chance. Oh, man, I tell you, were the men ever upset about this? And so it was decades and decades and decades. And the last time anyone did it after the 1930s was last year. All right. Now, I don't know if any women have done it since last year, because I don't necessarily research the questions. I just ask them. All right. I probably should have gone back and tried to get you more information. But I didn't have it. So that said, I'll try to maybe find out more. And both of them will be stragglers if you don't get them next hour. But if you do, then we'll, if we get both of them, we'll ask more questions. But in the meantime, like I say, you know something about something. And, of course, Monday night is the night when you have to participate. That's right. You ask for trivia. I'm happy to do it, but this is the one time that I can't do this by myself. I can't talk to myself. I can, Tuesday through Thursday. But on Monday night, it means I can't answer the questions I ask. It just wouldn't be good form. So we need you. And this, by the way, is the 20th of November, and we're live on Monday. So if it's on Friday, don't call. By the way, this would have been Dr. John's 82nd birthday. Yeah, Mac Rebenek. And of course, New Orleans. I don't think there's anybody who isn't familiar with Dr. John, the Night Tripper. And what else do we have in news? And you can interrupt the show as the mood might get you. Otherwise, I'll just tell you that Fran Allison would have been 116 today. You're saying who? Kukla, Fran, and Ollie? Yeah, so maybe you got to be a little long a tooth to remember Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. But born in 1907 in Iowa, moved to Chicago, and died in 1989 in Sherman Oaks of cancer. Yeah, sadly. What else do we have? David Porter, he turns 82 tomorrow. Yeah, Stax, songwriter, record producer, A&R guy, arranger, singer, backup player. And what else do we have? Speaking of Stax, it was this week in 1967 that Soul Man was certified gold by the RIAA. And it also would have been Buck Ram's 116th birthday tomorrow. Yeah, there wouldn't have been any Platters without Buck Ram, that's for sure, because as I've told you many times, Platters, well, they would have existed. They were on Federal, and he was doing all right with them, and they were a doo-wop group, and they probably would have been like dozens of other doo-wop groups, although I loved their stuff, like Vuviabi, just terrific record. But when Mercury was hell-bent to get the Penguins, Buck said, "But you got to take the Platters," and that, of course, led to all those pop standards, and notoriety coast to coast and around the world. All right, so, and then of course later, much like their Federal period, which I love so much, later the Platters were on Mercury, were on MusiCorps in the mid 60s and had all that great beach music. All right, so we've got Johnny D in Ohio. Johnny D, what's going on tonight?
Well, I tell you, Raleigh, a couple of things are going on. Firstly, I heard you grasping at straws.
Hell yes. That's right. I'll even talk to leather. No, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, glad you called.
And secondly, I got another cold going on.
No, how is this happening? This is far too often.
I don't know. Maybe it's probably that shot I took a long time ago when they first come out with this, you know, that first shot everybody's...
Oh.
I took it.
Oh. Well, you're still here to talk to us, so that's better than some.
Let's see, that was a couple of years ago. I think that was, 2020 when they were doing all that?
I have no idea, but sounds right.
Yeah, man. I wasn't going to call because I was thinking, I can't hardly even talk right, you know.
Oh, you sound good.
Well, anyhow, so I thought I'd call and try the 1890.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, the first time that they gave like a stock market report type thing.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right, but that's a very creative guess.
Okay, well, creative. So then, okay, then let me do a hominin if I can.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
What stone tool industry is associated with Homo erectus? We're going to give you five choices. Are you ready?
Wait a minute. Homo erectus, what stone tool industry? Homo erectus.
Yes, is associated with Homo erectus. You ready?
Okay, now wait a minute. Let me think. Don't give them to me yet because I want to get this in my head. Let's see. There was the older one, then there was the... Look, older one, then... I know it, but I can't see. Let's see. Older one, Latuvian.
Why don't I give you the choices?
Give me the choices, okay, then I get it.
So you're right. Older one is a choice. Mousetarian is a choice. A Chilean is a choice. Sounds more like a sneeze. Aurignacian or Chattelperonian.
It's not a sneeze. A Chilean.
Okay, a Shulian.
Okay. And,
Ignatian, Chatelperonian, or Oldowan, or Mousterian.
And which one was the Homo erectus?
Which stone tool industry is associated with Homo erectus? Yellow operator.
I'm trying to think because,
You understand I could be answering, reading these questions in Greek. I have no idea what they mean. I just read them to you.
You know, could you give them to me one more time?
Please? All right. Oldowan, Mousterian, Acheulean, or Ignatian, or Chatelperonian.
I never heard of that last one.
Yeah, it sounds more like a glass of wine. Let's look them up. Chatelperonian is...
I never heard of that last one, but I know it's not Oldowan.
Okay. Well,
I know it's...
The Chatelperonian is a proposed industry of the Upper Paleolithic, the existence of which is debated. Okay?
So they say that again.
The Chatelperonian is an early Paleolithic industry with blade and bladelet production, personal ornament and bone tool production in use, and without any formal flake production.
No. That's way after Homo erectus.
All right, let's cross them off.
It's associated with the Homo erectus.
Yes. So would it be Oldowan, Mousterian, Acheulean, or whatever you said it was, Ignatian? That's what's left.
It's not Ignatian. It's not the last one.
Well, Ignatian.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, well, Ignatian was the last one because we've already ruled out Chatelperonian. So that leaves you down to Oldowan, Mousterian, or Acheulean.
The only one I...
Hold on a minute. It's time for the news. Stay right where you are, and we'll be right back on WGN Radio.
When will my loving baby see how she loves me? My loving baby, oh, but she thrills me so. My loving baby, well, she wants to love me. My loving baby, gee, what she does to me. My loving baby, well, she satisfies my time. Hey, 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 well, my loving baby, she knows I'm so far away. My loving baby, she wants my love.
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. All right, so Bumper Stumpers, they all have a theme. And interesting, last week we played almost all 70 records with a couple 80s. Tonight, almost all 50 records with a couple 60s. So both ends of the spectrum there. And there is a theme. If you know it, that's great. If you know the artist, that's great too. And certainly there's a well-known group. Not for this song, obviously. Now, we were talking with Johnny D in Ohio, of course, about hominins, his favorite subject. He knows all when it comes to hominins. And let's get back to him, because we left him with a multiple choice, and that is, what stone tool industry is associated with Homo erectus? So we've given you five choices, the Oldowan, Mousterian, Acheulean, the Ignatian, and the Chatelperonian. We've already decided they're not Chatelperonians. All right, so of the last four, what do you think?
Was Ignatian one you said?
Ignatian, yes.
All right, that's not it.
Okay.
Because that came later.
Okay.
Acheulean, Mousterian, was Mousterian
yes,
one of them?
Yes, Mousterian is one of them, and Oldowan.
And Oldowan, if not Oldowan. Okay. So it's a Shulian or a Mousterian?
Yes.
And I'm thinking Homo erectus. I'm going to say Mousterian.
No, it's a Shulian. What interesting is that a Shulian transitioned to Mousterian about 160,000 years ago. And as far as a Shulian, they manufactured stone tools that had the distinctive oval and pear-shaped hand axes associated with the Homo erectus and the derived species such as the Homo heidelbergensis. Sorry about that. So,
I knew it was a Shulian. I was going to say a Shulian, but then I'm thinking, probably Mousterian. Son of a gun, but that stayed around for a long time.
It did. It was
a couple million years or something.
It was between Oldowan and Mousterian.
Yeah, surely, and Homo erectus, and son of a God, I should have got that. But
well,
I
that's all right.
Tricked myself.
Yeah, always good to talk to you.
All right,
thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
thank you.
It.
Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Johnny D., a perfect example of you know something about something, whatever it is, we'll ask you a question. Greg is a first-time caller. He's in Rockford. Welcome to WGN Radio, Greg.
Thank you. I have a couple guesses on your two questions.
Excellent. In the first one, in the last several decades, you hear about women's accomplishments. The first time a woman did this was the early 1930s, and a woman didn't do it again until last year. What is it?
A woman, Jackie, winning a leg of the Triple Crown.
Nice, but no.
Okay.
And the other one, you are undoubtedly familiar with this. You've not only heard of it, you've heard it. Many seek it out. More don't care. The first time anyone heard it was the late 1890s. What is it?
A radio station announcing its call sign.
Oh, I love that. I wish that was right. It's not, but I really like that.
Okay.
All right. Well, call me again. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. I don't know when the first call sign. Well, I had to find out when it was first assigned and then who first used it. All right. And, in their rudimentary facilities that usually included a bathtub. All right, so we've got, let's see, Karen in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio, Karen.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, what do you think?
I want to try the second one. Politics?
No. Well, and you know my definition of politics.
Church service?
Okay, no, not church service.
Radio theater?
No, not radio theater.
Oh, can I take a guess at one of the bumpers? I'm probably wrong, but I...
Let's hear it.
Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah?
I would guess the Johnny Mann Singers.
No, you're so wrong.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah. No, think closer to home. They were Chicago and through and through.
I don't know, but thanks for letting me try.
Absolutely. Always good to hear from you. Appreciate it. And let's see, we've got Linda. Now, Linda has a bumper guess as well. So I don't know what song we're working on, but we'll find out. Linda in Chicago, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, was it the Mountaineers?
No.
Oh.
It's a nice guess, though.
Well, Johnny Mercer did Jeepers Creepers. So.
Yeah, but no. This is a very well-known Chicago group who did it.
Okay, that's the only thing I could think of. Thanks, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. Do it again. All right, so let's see. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. Scott is in Louisville, Illinois, or do we pronounce it Louisville?
Louisville.
All right. Louisville it is. All right, because it's Louisville in Colorado, too, so okay.
Yeah, I'd like to guess your second question.
Okay.
I would say a weather forecast.
Oh, that's so nice. It's not right, but that's along the right lines.
Okay. And I'd like to now vote for two songs for your song.
Oh, so good. What do you got for me?
Tip Thrill Through the Tulip.
Oh, Tiny Tim, of course.
And Inagata De Vida, Iron Butterfly.
Oh, yes. A wonderful, wonderful choice. Thank you.
Thanks, you, Raleigh. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right. So, 888-876-5593. And that is going to take us here to Bob in Willowbrook. All right, Bob, what do you think?
Good evening, Raleigh. Usually I have five or six guesses lined up for your trivia question. Today I'm rolling all the dice, betting all the chips on just one, and that is she rode across the Atlantic Ocean.
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Thought I read something
about
this, that.
No, this would be a job. This would actually be a job.
No, okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, for the woman who did it in the early 1930s and didn't do it again until last year, it's a job.
Oh, okay. Missed that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I have, so the call isn't a total waste. I've got the nominees for the turkeys.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay. Uncle Albert Admiral Hall.
Okay, very good.
Yes. Abode Odell, Winchester Cathedral.
Okay.
John Denver, I Calypso.
Okay.
Andrew Gold, Oh What a Lonely Boy, something like that.
Yeah, Lonely Boy, huh?
Okay. And Please Come to Boston in the Springtime.
Okay, Dave Loggins.
Yeah, one more. Since the skies of November have indeed turned gloomy,
at least
in Chicago, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes, a good choice.
Okay. And thank you in advance, just in case I don't talk to you between now and then, for working the holiday.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, and hopefully you'll be listening. All right, thanks.
I will. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good deal. Thanks, Bob. Absolutely, that's my pledge. If holidays fall during my shifts, which is Monday through Thursday live from 10 to 1, I don't care. So we'll be here Christmas night, too. Absolutely. And New Year's night. We'll be spending it with you. All right. And, of course, as I say, on Thanksgiving, the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club opens up, and we'll tell you more about that. So let's see. I believe Murray in Chicago is going to take a guess. What do you think, Murray?
Hi, Raleigh. Last week when James was said something about director, and you said he was on the right track. I was about to say funeral director.
Oh, that's wonderful. No, turned out it was movie director for that question.
Okay.
All right, so we got that one out of the way early in the show, but do you have a guess on anything else?
No.
All right, well, call me back when you do. Thank you, Murray.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, so yeah, funeral director, that's pretty good, but no. Walter is a first-time caller in Chicago. He thinks he knows a bumper. What do you think, Walter?
I think it's Pookie Hudson and the Spaniards.
There are no Spaniels on the air tonight. None. But you got the right label. It is on VJ.
Okay.
All right.
Pookie Hudson.
Yeah, okay. I love Pookie Hudson, too. But no, I know, okay. I know, or anything else. Call me back when you recognize something. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. So 888-876-5593. Candy is in Streamwood, Illinois. All right, Candy, what do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm calling about the woman from the 1930s to having the job to last year.
Okay.
Football referee?
No, that's a nice guess, though. I like that.
Well, since I got you on there, how about giving me a movie trivia from the 40s?
From the 40s. All right, hang on, and your wish will be my command. Stay right where you are, and we'll do movies from 1940. We'll have 40s, somewhere in the 40s. We'll have another bumper stumper coming up in minutes right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? And yes, you know who they are. Do you know what they have in common with everybody else that we played? We've got two more to go before the theme becomes apparent. And I think we've actually done this theme once before, not quite with any of these songs, but a similar theme. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, and we're talking to Candy in Streamwood, Illinois, who wants 1940s movie trivia. And are you ready, Candy?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, in 1983, Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft starred in To Be or Not to Be, which was actually a remake of a 1942 movie with the same title. Who played the two main roles in the 1942 version of To Be or Not to Be?
Humphrey Bogart and, oh, To Be or Not to Be. Lauren Bacall, I'll have to say.
Jack Benny and Carol Lombard.
Am I wrong?
All right. But thanks for calling.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Talk to you soon, I hope. All right.
Have thanks. A good holiday.
You
bye-bye.
Too. All right. So, and I'll be spending my holidays with you if you're listening. Now, of course, if you can opt out for a family gathering that you want to attend, by all means do that. But if it's, you know, ho-ho-hum to you at the start of the holidays, and if if Thanksgiving is not to your liking, I'll be on the radio talking to you. So, Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
It's good. It's good. Rainy and chilly, but what do you expect in November?
Well, yeah, but like I say, that 40s and rain, there's nothing worse. It's the absolute worst possible weather, I think.
I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah, there's something about it. It's very underrated. Not enough people complain about it.
Yes, yes. I always thought, oh, I like it better than snow because you don't have to shovel it, but I don't think so. I think I'd rather have snow.
Right, exactly, because at least then you don't feel that just... And it's hard to believe. I've never really figured out why 40s and rain feels colder than any other temperature, but it just does.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Well, I wanted to get some Sound of Music trivia if you could.
All right. I absolutely can do that. So let's see. What I want to know is, what was the name of the original song that was replaced by the song Something Good in the Love Scene?
Oh.
And it was replaced because the song that they had slated for it was not romantic enough.
Well, gosh, and I know this, but I'm going to have to guess because it's just not coming to me.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I'm going to say No Way to Stop It because that was in the play but not the movie.
No, it was called An Ordinary Couple.
Oh, yes, and oh, I hate that song.
And see, I have no idea. For me, it's just, three words. Never heard of this thing, but An Ordinary Couple was dropped, replaced with Something Good.
Okay, that was a good one. I should have known that, but yeah, that's one of the songs I dislike.
Yeah, there you are. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great holiday.
All right, you too. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, and we're going to find out what's going on in the world at large. We'll be back to Karen, who's got a bumper guest, and we got another bumper coming up, and we've got another half hour of Monday Night Trivia, so I hope you'll join me here on WGN Radio.
Cartoons now at the show. 12 cents admission, so I had to go and dig those silly, silly films. I saw Profits get caught out on a limb. I laughed so till I almost cried. I laughed so till I almost died.
In a cartoon, in a cartoon.
You know Bugs Bunny was out in the cherry field eating up the farmer's field, and I popped the farmer out on the kill. And Cool Bugs knew that the farmer weed. He grabbed a handful of the cherry stalk, took off a hoppy saddle. What's up, Doc?
In a cartoon, in a cartoon. Elmer Fudd and Woody Pecker too. The best of the cat was doing a hootsie coo. And Donald Duck and Porky Pig.
Mouse was doing a
having that rock and roll jig.
WGN Radio, I'm Rolly James. All right, who are they? I'm going to tell you it was 1958 on VJ. That's the only hint you'll get out of me. 888-876-5593. There'll be one more bumper stumper, and then I'll reveal all and tell you the theme unless you pick up on it before that. And, yeah, like I said, we did the theme once before, but not with any of these songs, that's for sure. Alan is a first-time caller. He is in Illinois. So, Alan, what's going on?
Love your show.
Thank you.
I'd like to nominate a turkey song.
Oh, wonderful.
And that would be Elusive Butterfly by Bob Lind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 1966, you betcha.
Yeah.
Right.
That makes me crazy.
Well, it was a hit for so long. You might wake up some morning to, all right, fine. Go back to sleep, Bob. All right, so yes, fine choices, Alan. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a great night.
You too. Yeah, and Bob later was a tabloid writer. He worked for the Weekly World News. It's a true story. And anytime I'd visit my buddy there, if I'd pass by his desk, I'd say things like, Cheryl's going home. That was another writer. Truly Julie Blues. And he finally asked my friend, who is this woman? And yeah, because everybody remembered Elusive Butterfly, and nobody could name another Bob Lind song. And yeah, he was in Denver for a while too. Couldn't name that many artists from Denver. All right, Jerry Corbetta maybe, but I digress. 888-876-5593. Karen in Hyde Park, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah. What you got?
I have... Oh, okay. Did you play any Chantels?
I did play a Chantels earlier, whoever you are. Good, you're a winner for that.
Did you play Donald Jenkins in The Daylighters?
No, well, I don't know. Was Donald Jenkins in that Cool Breeze? I don't know if he was in there at the time, but I did play The Daylighters, and like I say, I know Donald Jenkins was in The Delighters, but I didn't know he was in The Daylighters. But anyway, you certainly won for the Chantels, and I'm going to have to look up to see if Donald was in The Daylighters.
Did you play D. Clark?
Yes, I did.
And did,
Gloria.
Did you play any Elder Ronald?
Yes, My Loving Baby. Ooh, you're doing good.
That's all I have.
Oh, man, that's great, though. I'm so impressed. I expected only Jimmy P was going to guess, but you're absolutely right on all of that. So hang on and let me have John get your address, and eventually you'll get something. Well, thank you. What?
A couple of months ago, you played three records for me, Gypsy Woman, Senorita, and I miss Minstrel and Queen.
Minstrel and Queen, all right.
I miss that.
Well, how about if I play it for you this week? I'll play it
again.
And
anytime, would you play any Dales, any Shepherds, or any Spaniels, anything you want to play? I love all the,
okay.
Anything they've made, I like.
You know, I played some Dales tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but
the Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that was the Dales. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I'll play more Dales for you, and I'll get you your Minstrel and Queen. And hang on, and thank you for calling. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So, good deal. Yes, impressive. I'll tell you what, Karen was right about all of those. So, Wesley in Chicago is going to fill in some blanks. All right, Wesley.
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm all right. The man before me just took my answer because I knew it was Prickly Moses and the Eldorados, My Loving Baby.
Yeah.
And so that's the only one I knew, I heard about this evening.
Oh, man. All right. Yes, absolutely. We did play the Eldorados, but I expected you to get the one after it. That's all right. I'll tell you, it was My Only Love by the Falcons.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good deal.
Can I have a request, please?
Yes, for tomorrow. Let me write this down. What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear The Miracles. I Need a Change.
Oh. Okay.
The Miracles.
Okay.
And another one. My Baby Changes Like the Weather.
Okay.
Going to a Go-Go album.
Okay.
I appreciate that this week.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Good deal.
Talk to you next time.
I hope so. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh and James on the south side, I believe, is going to guess on some of our questions, which will become stragglers. So what do you think, James?
Okay. Okay. First, let me try to trigger for this theme, for that the bumper theme. I was thinking, were all of these maybe recorded by Chicago labels?
No, that's not it. That's a nice guess, though. But one of them, Chantels, they were on End, which is New York. The Channels, they were on Whirlin' Disc, which is New York. Arthur Prysock was on Verve. So that, but there were a lot. You're absolutely right. A lot of BJ and some Falcon and some Lake, but no.
Yeah, and that's what. And I started. I'm like thinking this sounded like from like some of my parents' stuff that we used to listen to. And I said, thought, well, okay. And so that's why I took that guess.
Yeah.
Okay. On the first question, I think I missed the first or the second one where I missed the that's how you were saying it.
All right. In the last several decades, you hear about women's accomplishments and milestones. Well, the first time a woman did this, and it's a job, was in the early 1930s. But the second time a woman did it wasn't until last year. So what was the job? And then the other one was, you're undoubtedly familiar with this. You've not only heard of it, you've heard it. Many seek it out, just as many don't care. The first time anyone heard it was in the late 1890s. What is it? We've determined that, yeah, it's on the radio, or what was radio at the time. But what is it?
Okay, I'm going to do the second one first.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say a type of emergency broadcast signal?
Nope. Next.
Okay. Presidential or State of the Union address?
Nope.
Let's see. Mysteries?
Nope.
No. Okay. Advertisement?
Nope. Two more.
Okay. Radio comedy?
Nope. Big finish.
Okay. I'm going to say a holiday music song.
Nope. Okay, what's the gap for the next question for me?
Okay. I'm going to say, we're going to go with, it's only the second person, the woman to ever do this particular
job. It was last year,
job.
Right, it was a job, yeah, it wasn't like flying across the Atlantic or anything, it was an actual job.
Okay, I am going to say,
And I'll tell you, when she did it the first time, other people, especially her male coworkers, were just up in arms.
Okay, oh goodness. Okay, I'm going to go with,
You're gonna think about it is what you're gonna do. So stay there and think about it.
Right. I'm gonna call back and think about this.
I will appreciate it. All right. Yes. So it was the early 1900s, and you know, it's one of those things where women broke the barrier. Yeah. Well, for one time, one woman, she did this, and ultimately, I guess they fired her. I don't know, but the guys were none too pleased. And so it was that another woman didn't do it until last year. And what is it? So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, And that's the waning moments. If either of these questions are not answered the first time this was heard, and it's heard to this day, you hear it all the time, but nobody heard it before the late 1890s. So what is that? And of course, our women. So that's that'll be holdovers if you don't get it. But don't forget also this fabulous opportunity. You can have your own category. It can be anything, and you know something about something. So just strut your stuff. Otherwise, take a listen to the final bumper night, well-known group, and identify it on WGN Radio. Yeah. Very well-known group, and maybe what's the theme? I don't know. We'll see how you do on that. I'll reveal all before the end of the night, so in the next 9 minutes or so. In the meantime, the bumpers that we haven't identified so far are all up for grabs, and if you know one of them, by all means, 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. Or, as I was saying, if you want to continue to vote on the world's worst hit records, well, tomorrow night and Wednesday night, that's the cutoff after Wednesday night, so not a lot of time to get in there. All we ask is the records be hits, any decade, any genre. You can nominate all you want, you can vote all you want, but don't nominate or vote anything you've already nominated or voted. So that's the deal. Now, we have our two questions. In the last several decades, you hear about women's accomplishments. Well, the first time a woman held this job was in the early 1930s. The second time was last year. So what's the job? And the other one, you've not only heard of this, you've actually heard it. Many seek it out, just as many don't care. But the first time anyone ever heard it on the radio, of what passed for radio in the late 1890s, what was it? All right, so that's where we are now. Richard in Chicago is going to take a guess on something. So what you got for me, Richard?
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Good, good, hanging in there.
Good.
I had two guesses. One would be a ship captain.
No, I like that. Nice guess, though. Not right.
And the other one would be... performing circumcisions as a Jewish rabbi.
Oh, a moil. Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah, no, ouch. No, not a moil. See, I learned that word because there used to be a radio format, Music of Your Life, and I used to abbreviate it when I was radio editor for Billboard, and I just called it the moil format, and all these people were laughing, and I didn't understand what was funny. But anyway, oh. Yes, so it's...
Hey, Raleigh,
it's
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever taken an IQ test?
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it because I think they're all BS. And
I know the tests are false. There are a lot of false tests.
Yeah, but right. But yeah. Let me put it this way: I got all the invitations to Mensa 999, all that crap, you know. But So what?
Do you think you have close to photographic memory or eidetic imagery?
Not anymore. Anymore, I don't remember anything. You know, my mind packed up and left me. I think once I hit about 70 or so, it was all over. And so, no, I don't think I remember much.
How about when you were in grammar school? Were you a smarty pants in grammar school?
No, because I wasn't interested, but I would memorize every lyric to every song or something like that, you know, the stuff I was interested in. As far as grammar school, you know, I would ace arithmetic because that was memorization and I could easily do that, but the rest of it I was never interested.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're feeling good. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving and you take care.
Well, thank you. You too, and I'll be spending Thanksgiving on the air, so if you're not doing anything, join me.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Yeah. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Yeah. I remember when I took that IQ test the first time in grade school, it was so off the charts. They were starting this school that was, you know, for kids who had high IQs, I guess. But it was far from home. And I remember they called my mother. This is a true story. My adopted mom. And her reply was just priceless. Oh, you must have the wrong child. To this day, I laugh at it. No, it's not her. But I thought, well, yeah, she sees me every day. She's probably right. But in any event, Gary and Austin, what'd you hear you know?
The Isley Brothers.
Absolutely right. All right, so you are a winner. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Yes, that was the Isley Brothers, and maybe that was the easiest thing we played, I don't know. And Mark and Aurora knew that as well, so good deal. Now, as far as all of the songs, well, here we go. Arthur Prysock, I Worry About You, 1966 on Verve. The Cashmeres did Satisfied, 1960 on Lake. The Channels did The Gleam in Your Eyes, 1956 on Horland Disc. The Chantels, Whoever You Are, 1958 on End. The Daylighters, Cool Breeze, 1962 on Tip Top. I know Gerald Sims was in that, but I don't know if there's any connection to Donald Jenkins. D. Clark, Gloria, 1957 on Falcon. The Dells did Jeepers Creepers, 1958 on VJ. The Eldorados, My Love and Baby, 1954 on VJ. The Falcons, My Only Love, 1957 on Falcon. The Goldenrods did Color Cartoons, 1958 on VJ. And the Isley Brothers for the Love of You, 1975 on Teaneck. What do they all have in common? They were all Scotty requests. Yeah, and so we very often get, play one that Scotty would like. Well, now you heard a ton of them that Scotty would like, and it was my pleasure to do that. So we'll keep the other two questions as stragglers. And that's the deal with women's accomplishments. The first time a woman held this job was in the early 1930s, and the second time didn't come along till last year. Yeah, and by the way, I don't know if there's been any since that, or if the one from last year is still doing it. I'll have to check that out. But anyway, that was the deal, early 30s, and then nada till last year. And then the other one is, you've heard this, many people seek it out, many people hate it, but the first time anyone heard it was the late 1890s. On the radio, what was broadcast? That's broadcast all the time now, but that was the first time in the late 1880s. So that's the deal. Now, as far as the world's worst hit records, as I've mentioned, you can email or you can leave phone messages, you know, 888-876-5593. But the deal is I don't necessarily hear them or get them. If I do, I'll include it. But I go into overload. I've got some idiot who will leave, like, 40, 50 messages a day or whatever, when I just, and it's all on spoof numbers. So when I see that, I just delete anybody who's called. I don't listen to them. And same kind of thing, if I suddenly wake up and there's 2,000 new email, you know, most of it's obviously junk, I'm willing to sacrifice the four I would have liked to just get rid of them all. So with those habits, that in mind, I will tell you that I'll look, but I may not see it. So your best bet is if you don't, if you can, tomorrow night or Wednesday night, call the show. Because, see, you've not only got me, you've got Carol, the world's best show prep. And she's wonderful at this. And so if I miss one, she's right there on it. And so I don't know, I'm going to have to confer with her because I probably have missed some. But I don't know if we're still at the stage of, you know, like a 19-way tie that happens. And usually in the last moments, something will break it and we'll have a top 10. And I've got the top 10s for the last, 40 or so years here. And last year, number one was Paul Anka, Having My Baby. Year before that, Debbie Boone was You Light Up My Life was number one. And year before that, Terry Jack, Seasons in the Sun was number one. 2019, surprise the heck out of me, Peggy Sue was number one. I don't have 2018. 2017, Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys. 2016, Achy Breaky Heart. 2015, Honey. 2014. My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion. Oh, man, I would agree with that so strongly. The other ones, not necessarily. What are, then I found 2013, You Light Up My Life, that'd be Debbie Boone. Before that, I found 2010, and that's Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Yeah. So, tomorrow night, 21 hours from now, until then, that's a wrap. We thank Brett for keeping us on the air tonight. We thank John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. Do it again tomorrow night. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.